Kansas Senator Jerry Moran, alongside other colleagues, has introduced a bill to give a permanent tax deduction to small businesses. Currently, under Section 199A of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, businesses that qualify see a 20% tax break, and the section was created in 2017 as part of then-President Donald Trump's tax cuts for small businesses and large corporations. Moran said Kansas small businesses support rural and urban communities across the state, so by making this small business tax break permanent, businesses across the nation will be able to remain open, retain hardworking employees, and help the areas around them thrive. The proposed bill, the Main Street Tax Certainty Act, would remove a section that would see the tax breaks expire by December 31, 2025. As according to a press release from Moran's office, 9 out of 10 small businesses would be hit with a tax hike if the deduction expires. South Dakota Senator and Senate Majority Leader John Thune said this legislation is critical to permanently extending a tax provision from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and ensuring small businesses and farms and ranches are not hit with a crippling tax hike at the end of 2025. Moran, Thune, and 33 Republicans in Congress introduced the bill. Unemployment remained low in most of northwest Kansas, except for Russell County, which had a rate of 5.3% in December, and Osborn County's jobless rate increased by 1% from 2.9% in November to 3.9% in December. Locally, Decatur County was at 3.2%, Phillips County 2.7%, Graham County 3.3%, Sheridan County 2%, and Norton County was at 2.3%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.6% in December statewide, and this is an increase from 3.5% in November and an increase from 2.6% in December 2023. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 1,200 from November, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 500 over the month, while government increased by 700. Since December of 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 18,400, and this change is due to an increase of 13,300 private sector jobs and an increase of 5,100 government jobs. In Nebraska news, according to officials, a teen was arrested Thursday night after pointing a laser at a Nebraska State Patrol helicopter in Lincoln. At around 10 p.m., a patrol helicopter was helping the Lincoln Police Department with the pursuit of a reckless driver, and while tracking the vehicle, the helicopter was hit with a green laser. The pilot determined the laser came from a window in the area of Abel Hall on the University of Nebraska-Lincoln City campus, and officers from the UNL Police Department found an 18-year-old man who was responsible. A trooper arrested Riley Palma on suspicion of second-degree assault. The patrol reported the incident to the Federal Aviation Administration. Lieutenant Justin Grint, commander of the Nebraska State Patrol Air Wing, said pointing a laser at an aircraft is not only a federal crime, but also extremely dangerous. A laser strike, at the very least, takes a pilot's attention away from the flight of the aircraft, but it can also temporarily blind a pilot. Palma is due back in court on March 5th. An Arapaho man was killed on Friday after a head-on collision in Furnas County. Just before 4 p.m., first responders were sent to Highway 283, a half mile south of the Arapaho Golf Course. And according to the Furnas County Sheriff's Office, 51-year-old Christopher Herrick was driving north on Highway 283 when he crossed the center line. He crashed into 52-year-old David Selstad, who was driving south in a semi-truck. The Sheriff's Office said Selstad almost drove off the road trying to swerve out of the way, but was unable to avoid the collision. Both drivers were taken to Tri-Valley Health Systems in Cambridge. Selstad was treated and released, according to the Sheriff's Office, and Herrick was pronounced dead at the hospital. The Sheriff's Office said Herrick wasn't wearing a seatbelt, and alcohol is believed to be a factor in the crash.